VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine is scheduled to testify before House committees leading the impeachment inquiry into President Trump this Friday. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, removed from her post in May, is scheduled to meet in private with the committees heading the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Democrats say they expect her to appear despite the White House demand no administration officials cooperate. A former diplomat speaking anonymously says she lost her post for insisting President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani's request to Ukrainian officials for investigations be relayed through long-established official channels. Yovanovitch's recall came as Giuliani, who has no official role in government, pushed Ukrainian officials to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, Hunter. Tim McGuire, Washington.
President Trump lashed out against Democrats in the impeachment inquiry against him as he rallied GOP voters at a boisterous campaign event in Minneapolis. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Trump lost Minnesota in 2016, but predicts he can turn it red next year.
We are going to win this state in a very short period of time.
He's accusing Democrats of trying to undo his victory with the Ukraine investigation.
Brazen attempt to overthrow our government will produce a backlash at the ballot. Box.
And he ripped into rival Joe Biden and his son, accusing them, without evidence, of illegally profiting off of Ukraine and China.
The Bidens got rich, and that is substantiated, while America got robbed.
Trump also lashed out at Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
We're in a struggle for the survival of democracy in America.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Chinese basketball fans filled an arena in Shanghai Thursday for a National Basketball Association exhibition game despite the ongoing public backlash over a tweet from the Houston Rockets general manager in support of Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters. This is VOA News. U.S. border officials shut down two bridges between the United States and Mexico early Thursday after hundreds of mostly Central American migrants protested at the ports of entry. Roughly 2 hours later, however, traffic at the B&M International Bridge resumed, and the Gateway International Bridge was open to traffic by Thursday evening. The demonstration occurred in the Mexican city across from Brownsville, Texas. Mexican media at the scene reported the protesters were primarily Honduran and attempted to cross into the U.S. as a single large group overnight. They were demanding immediate processing of their request for asylum in the United States, according to a report from Mexico City-based radio. A U.S.-based green economy group says that some of the world's most popular chocolate companies are not so sweet when it comes to human rights and sustainability. Green America gives Godiva chocolate an F in efforts to reduce child labor and deforestation and cocoa production and supply chains. Ferrero and Mondelez were both rated D, while giant manufacturers Lindt and Hershey were given C. Mars and Nestle were rated C+. Top-rated candy makers included Endangered Species, Equal Exchange, and all received an A. Activists estimate that 1.6 million children of poor families work in Ghana and Ivory Coast, harvesting cocoa beans for chocolate production. Most cocoa farming families earn about $2 a day. The activists also say that unsustainable cocoa farming has decimated rainforest. Low-rated Godiva was the only company to respond to the report so far, saying it ensures ethical sourcing through agreements with suppliers to comply with the Godiva Code of Conduct, which explicitly prohibits the use of forced child labor. And again, Chinese basketball fans did fill an arena in Shanghai on Thursday. This was for a basketball association exhibition game. A video posted on social media by a Los Angeles Times reporter showed that Chinese fans, many of them wearing NBA jerseys, were cheering and taking pictures at the Los Angeles Lakers and Brooklyn Nets and made their way into the court. But after the game, there was no press availability involving players or coaches, and the game was not broadcast on television in China. The controversy started when Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey tweeted an image that read, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong." He has since deleted the tweet, but the response from Chinese companies and the public was swift. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.